back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. How you doing?
Good.
This is a special episode. What do they call it on TikTok? Gardening? We went gardening before this.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
We did some of that. We also have a live studio audience. It's our assistant, the one and only Donnie Dumps.
Woo! Dude, I just scratched the inside of my eye and it felt so good.
Okay, so
we're wearing sunglasses today because you bitches be telling me I look high even when I'm absolutely not. It's
completely sober.
And so today, yeah, when I'm 100% stone cold sober. In fact, sometimes I'm filming at like 10 in the morning and you guys are telling me that shit.
And I'm awake, I'm spry. It's time to start the day and then that's so, what, like, I get.
That being said, I didn't want to fucking hear it for this episode. So good luck looking at these peepers now.
I was telling Drew I don't have high eyes, and then there's a mirror in here and it's right next to my seat and I was staring at myself for too long that I told Donovan, get my sunglasses out of my purse.
I literally told her, I was like, you're not gonna wear sunglasses, bro. Bold choice.
I just don't want to eventually turn into like a tiny shrimp, which is how I feel when I get like really good and going. And I didn't want to hear it either, so.
Hey.
You guys offer a lot of unsolicited comments. Sometimes I don't want to hear them.
Hey, you want to hear the truth?
You want the truth?
What's new with us?
You've been posting about how you want to try it from Moana. Fingers crossed that works out. If we hear anything, we will not let you know. We were putting it out in the universe, but I also
if we hear anything, we will not let you know. And if something does come up and I don't get it, I will also not let you know. I will also not let you know about that. So
either way, you won't know.
Yeah, but either way. The only way, if you know, it's for real. It happened. And if you don't know, you'll never know.
Yeah.
There you go.
And either way, you won't know. I wanted to say that I wanted to bring up Moana because, hey, I'm 30, right? I don't even know what 30 is supposed to look like, right?
Yeah.
But do not tell me that I would make a great Moana's grandma. Like, that shit's insane to me.
I can't even tell you how many times I got it.
I'd rather them tell me that they want me to play her dad or something.
Well, I made that joke in my video, and they were like, you said you were cool with playing the dad. I was like, that's called a joke. Google J-O-K-E and get back to
so
me,
you're
bitch.
Saying you can wear prosthetics and be, hey, come on. Don't piss me off.
They want me to be a topless man, and yet they're like, and you draw
and
the line
like,
at gold.
And you be the old, frail, big old grandma.
Why don't you get your old ass to Grandma Tala's audition? How about that? Well, you know, someone also was like, also the mom. And I was like, do I look old enough to have a 14-year-old daughter? Like, you know what I'm saying? I did have a lot of people say Moana too, to which, again, I say, she's a child. I don't look nor do I sound young at all.
Yeah. Oh, for the cartoon.
For the live action.
You said Moana 2.
No, I said
to play Moana.
Moana.
Oh, got it. Okay, okay.
T-O-O 2.
Got it. I'm caught up. Sorry.
Like, they were saying I could also play her, and I was like, no, I can't. You're not listening to me. And you're not helping my case. I was starting a campaign.
I wish they told me that I was pretty enough to play Moana. They just kept saying no. You should be the grandma.
I got Moana like at least a dozen times.
No, I got it exactly zero times.
Well, that's with an asterisk because it is, it's not, but it is racist because
I know
they're like, you look just like her. And I'm like, yeah, I know, because she's someone. So like, please naturally.
Stop.
Naturally. Also, I cosplayed as Moana for money. I don't know if that helps my case, but I did in fact do that right out of college.
And then I played Maui alongside her.
No, they literally came as like my like bouncers, my mom and sister.
Yeah. And IDs please at a like a 10-year-old's birthday.
Dude, and I was like, well, if I'm gonna be racially profiled, I'm gonna make a bag. So sure. Obviously, naturally I created a website, joined a bunch of Facebook groups. Got hired a few times. What I will say is the most shocking part of that job is how disgusting dads are.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Like,
and guess what? They were.
They were disgusting, and they looked disgusting. So double whammy on my part. See, me getting...
Even if it was like a... Like, is there a hot way to do that? It'll be disgusting.
Of course there isn't. But what you picture a dad at a children's birthday party, yeah, that's what he looked like. And it was gross.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, they were white, and it was gross.
And, like... They are not subtle about it at all. It's fucking weird. And then I think to myself, like, is $300 enough to warrant
the pain and suffering?
Being sexually harassed as a children's Disney cartoon character?
No.
Maybe no. Like, literally, I think I did 3 events, and then I was like, hey, fuck this job. I quit almost immediately. Business, I'm out of business. I literally shut everything down because I was so over it at that point. Because, like, I, on top of, like, having to deal with that weirdo shit, and it happened at everyone I did, and it was by multiple men, and it was gross and really direct and upfront. Every single time it happened, I was thinking to myself, not only am I having to listen to this shit, but I also can't swing back, like, at all. Like, I'm literally in character, and I can't swing or yell or cuss or do any of that shit.
Yeah.
So it felt like I was being, like someone was just beating me up with my hands tied behind my back. That's what it felt like. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
No, it was pretty bad. And the business wasn't as lucrative as you think, so...
I was actually upside down in the business.
In the red every month.
I was in the red every month, every quarter. I was going deeper and deeper into the red.
Where did you get that ore?
I ordered it off of Amazon, and it was literally, I'm not kidding, 2 feet long. So I held it, and it, because I'm so big, it looked like a spatula, like, in my hand. Like, it was not big enough at all. Yeah. Like, not even a little bit.
Like, one of those spreading, like, spoons. I can't think of what they're called. Like, the flat ones that people make eggs with.
Yes.
Not
yes,
especially
yes,
with
yes.
the holes, but I
no,
think
I know what you mean. Yeah. And they bake with them too. Yeah, yeah.
They
use like
cakes.
Frost cakes. Yeah, exactly.
Cake sounds
that's,
so good.
That's literally how big a cake does sound so good right now, dude.
Well, that's what it looked like when you're holding it.
I look like I'm ready, head ass. Krusty Krab, head ass.
Krusty Krab. Fry cook, head ass.
Fry cook, head ass. anyways, yeah. So, I'll keep you updated, or I won't, depending on whether or not I'm happy with the outcome.
So, Disney, their fate lays in your hands.
So that's on y'all. Let me know if you're willing to discuss that with me. What else? Oh, we got tatted. We got fucking tatted.
We kept saying that all day. Yeah, I got one little... Okay, dude, first of all, my sister goes, hey, I got our tattoo artist Akami's coming. Bodhi's coming. I'm like, okay, cool. She goes, let's get our sibling tattoos. So the three of us planned these tattoos like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get matching ones, for one for our mom and one for our dad. Yeah. So for our mom, we were like, okay, because she's always said I love you to the moon and back. So we got a crescent moon with
tribal
inside of it. And then for my dad, this is really funny because I haven't talked about this tattoo yet.
Yeah.
My dad has a tattoo on his back. When I say my dad, it's our dad, all three of our dads.
Yeah, also. our
go ahead.
Our dad's first tattoo ever when he was like 14, and it was like a stick and poke.
And it says 100% Samoan.
Yeah, in Samoa. Like he got it in Samoa from someone who was not supposed to be.
It was like him
tattooing.
And his cousin or something, yeah.
Yeah.
So then we got 75% Samoan. She thought that was so funny.
So funny we tattooed it on ourselves.
Not we. Don't say we, because you didn't get one.
Not yet.
Drew got her back done. Who cares? And then she was supposed to get the other side done, to get the other two done, and she didn't. But me and Donnie got them done.
Yeah. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. He's coming back in a couple days. We're fine. Everyone chill.
I'll believe it when I see
Everyone
it.
Chill the fuck out. But I will say the tattoos are sick. We love Bodhi. Shout out at Bodhi Inc. on Instagram. But he's our dad's cousin, so he is related to us. And he is our uncle. And he is also someone.
He's done all our tattoos.
Yeah, he's done all of our tattoos in our whole family, including Billy. He did his whole arm, and Billy also is, like, he got what was it? Me literally forgetting words.
Shoulder.
Yeah, his shoulder. He like went up his. My voice is quivering because I was like struggling to get that sentence out.
He had his shoulder in the back of his neck done. The side of his neck.
So he's just growing his piece. But anywho, yeah, I did my entire spine. And then I'm going to get the sibling tattoos the next time he comes. But that one literally took me the fuck out. But I love it so much. It's awesome. Thankfully, I can sit back on it now and everything and we can chill. But I did scratch it on accident this morning and I wanted to scream out loud.
The one in the back of my neck, I've scratched accidentally like 15 times. So I keep forgetting it's back there.
Yeah, a lot of people were asking me the pain for the spine. And what I will say is the lower to middle, I would say like a 3, maybe a 4. Yeah, it's not bad at all. Back. But that upper back, bitch, specifically between the shoulder blades... I told Dayson I felt like in Twilight when they like turn them into vampires and then Bella's like, she's like, right. That's how I felt. And it felt like he was doing that one spot for 45 minutes straight. And it was probably 2. I told her I felt like I was being electrocuted. Like I was like,
dude,
holy fuck, dude. I think we just watched that one. Ooh,
we watched like 10 movies that day. Too.
We did. Yeah. It was fucking cuckoo bananas. Every time I get a new when I get like tattooed, I'm like, why did I do this?
That's me what I was too. Thinking. I do it too.
When I was in a lot
and
of pain.
And then as soon as he's done, I'm looking at it and like, oh, I'm the prettiest girl I've ever known. Immediately.
Fucking same. I'm honestly really glad I did my back though because I was waffling, but I wanted to get a bigger piece.
Yeah, it's your biggest one yet, which it looks so pretty. I like that one a lot.
It's fucking awesome. But anyways, speaking of Bodhi, I just want to say this. For those of you that like our tattoos or my tattoo or either any of Dayson's, if y'all take it to another artist and get it tattooed, okay. Weird, but okay. But I want to add to that. If you do that shit and it looks identical to the one that was created for us specifically by our artist, at least tag him. Am I wrong?
You're gonna look at me and tell me that I'm wrong?
Am I wrong? I've seen quite a few, and there's not a lot, but I've seen a few that have copied mine identically, and like, okay, that's weird because tribal is supposed to be specific to you, but okay. But if you're gonna do that, at least credit the artist.
At least credit Bodhi.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about you giving it to me, but give it to Bodhi. That's not fucking cool, especially when like tribal is literally, it's supposed to be specific to the person by your artist. So like that's the whole fucking point, that no one tribal looks the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So anywho, tangent over. Just wanted to let y'all know that. Also, tattooing between the shoulder blades, torture.
Yeah, I feel that.
not my fave.
I will note that I had to take my sunglasses off because I can't have too tight things on my head. I won't make it.
Are you getting overstimulated a little bit?
It just is giving me a headache. I had to take them off. So if my eyes look open like tunas, it's because I'm trying to not look like my eyes are sleepy.
Dang, you're going to just fucking free ball.
I can't do it. You're too many things at once.
Gonna raw dog it.
I think that's also
crazy.
Trying to control myself because we just smoked. I'm trying to stay locked in, so I can't be locked in if my head's hurting.
Did you see the meme I put in my story yesterday that was like, I went to the locked in factory and literally nobody knew you.
Oh my God, dude. I sent you a TikTok. I'm going to open it right now. I was laughing so hard I started crying. It's literally the way you're putting on chapstick and looking at yourself in the mirror is crazy.
Because it's tinted. Wait, hold on. These Tower 28 glosses, bitch, the lip softies, love, 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 love down. This one specifically. But I swear to God, when I put it on, please don't make me look like a toddler. Like every time I do it, I'm like, yeah, I'm talking. And it just looks like I just smeared shit
across
my face. Like
you just went through a great makeout sesh or something. I don't know.
Or I just ate spaghetti like really hard, which it makes me look so juvenile. It's humiliating.
Wait, okay. I found this TikTok. It's like a cartoon. Did you watch it?
No.
Okay, so it's this guy. I'm building this story for you guys. It's this guy doing stand-up, and he's like, and I was like, no, thanks. I think I'll take the leftovers. All right, friends, we're going to take a quick little break, and this is with our friends at Earth Breeze. Earth Breeze Eco Sheets look just like a dryer sheet, but it's ultra-concentrated, liquidless laundry detergent. It's the best of all worlds. Earth Breeze is tough on stains and odors while being kind to the planet and your skin. Earthbreeze Eco Sheets are dermatologist tested, hypoallergenic, and free of bleach, dyes, and parabens. There's also a fragrance-free option. Earthbreeze got rid of unnecessary chemicals for a formula that is kind to sensitive skin of all ages, including babies. No more heavy lifting or measuring sticky blue goo from a massive plastic jug. Okay, so I've been using Earthbreeze regularly. I love the little dryer sheet aspect of them because they're way less messy, like we keep saying, than the regular plastic jug. Nothing unfurls or rages faster within me than when I am trying to use the cup that comes with the laundry detergent jug, but it's full of like a bunch of nonsense in there and it's gross and sticky and I hate touching it. But with Earthbreeze, I don't have any of those issues and it's really nice and convenient. So right now my listeners can receive 40% off Earthbreeze just by going to earthbreeze.com/twoidiotgirls. That's earthbreeze.com/twoidiotgirls to cut out single-use plastic in your laundry room and claim 40% off your subscription. earthbreeze.com/twoidiotgirls. Now back to the episode.
And then it cuts to the crowd and they're all uninterested.
Okay.
And then it goes back to him and he's like, what else do we have here? And then he's opening his cards and he says, oh my God, just soak in that laughter. And then it says, you earned it. You're killing it. And then it says, say hello to your new stand-up comedy life.
Stand-up comedy what?
Your new stand-up comedy life. Like, he didn't even make new jokes.
He just wrote affirmations because he was so confident he'd kill it. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
That is for sure every man on TikTok. Yeah. Yeah, every man on TikTok that thinks he can do stand up.
No, no, you, is there, was, what did he say? Guess we know who ate all the pies at the pie factory.
Yeah, for real. He's like, you just look like you broke into the pie factory and ate all the pies. Ate all the pies? That's what he said. I'll kill you with a gun.
Fucking Caleb, dude. Ugh, oh my God.
Can't stand him.
Okay, things I've watched. I recently watched the movie American Fiction. It was up for a couple of Oscars.
Nice.
It was really good. It was really funny. I thoroughly enjoyed it. What else did I watch? I watched something else. Should I check my Letterboxd account? Did you watch anything new?
I've been watching Avatar The Last Airbender, but...
The cartoon,
which I've already watched the show, but Billy's never watched it, so that's what we've been watching. And that show rocks. That show fucks, dude.
All right.
That show is so good. When I'm rewatching it, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking cackling like I've never seen it.
Huh. As I tell Donnie, I'm like, this show is hilarious.
I'm caught up in the dramatic like plot points.
Is Katara not the most annoying character, I think, in the whole series?
No, Sokka is.
No, I like Sokka. Sokka makes me laugh a lot. No, dude,
Sokka's funny, but he's fucking annoying. Like, the misogynistic bit. Like, okay, girl.
I know, he doesn't act like that in the live action. They made sure to cut that. And people are like, but it's pivotal to his character arc. And you're like, I don't know. Is it?
It's really not, because like he just gets some puss and stops acting like that. Yeah. So like that's it, outwardly, I will say. So it's like nothing's really healed or solved. He just like gets distracted.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
I will never share my Letterboxd account with you guys. Sorry. Okay. Other movies I saw. I watched Poor Things with Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really good. I liked it. Also, we watched Damsel with Millie Bobby Brown.
That was good.
That one was good.
Was cute.
Yep.
Sorry. That was the longest yawn ever.
I would do anything for her wig. That's what I'll say about that.
Wigged.
Wigged down. Wigged
down. And also, why? Let's normalize not getting an A-line bob when you're starting to beat ass. Like, let's normalize keeping the long hair, okay? Because hair is, it's not that intrusive that you need to. You need to do an 8-inch chop.
She didn't have a little ponytail with her.
She made a whole ass Valkyrie fucking outfit, and she couldn't make a hair tie.
I guess it was the least of her priorities.
I'm like, girl, rip off a string, tie it back. Like, what are we talking about? Because
girl, not girl without long girl hair, is what Hollywood says.
That's why I'm like,
then girl becomes girl. Matt can do man things. Girl, cut hair.
Must look closer to boy if going to fight.
If girl do boy thing.
She was great in that.
Girl fight dragon, girl boy haircut.
I felt like, I will say this though, I felt like in Damsel, the little like bit, I felt like it was super fucking obvious and I didn't understand why it got to that point. Like why everyone was so like confused.
Yeah, like why everyone was like, what? They're evil and this is not what I thought it was gonna be, when it was very obvious the moment they got there.
Yeah.
Like they all knew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then no one listened to her stepmom. See what happens when you don't listen to your mom?
Well, her stepmom was also like really pushing for it and then 180'd. So I'd be skeptical too.
I just believe everything my mom tells me. Like if she said, well, yeah, there's an evil spirit here, we need to leave.
I'm like, well, we're not talking my mom. We're talking this fake movie mom. Okay, my mom. Yeah, I'm going to listen to that bitch. Like, yeah.
Something evil's afoot. We need to go. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, let's go.
I'd be like, I'm already packed. I'm in the car. Like,
why are you just now telling me? Yeah, you should have told me hours ago.
I can't believe we're still standing here talking when we should be in the car leaving. Like I'm on board, girl. Like, yeah. Need to say less. Literally.
Let's go. What else? Did you watch anything else, buddy, or is that it?
That's it for now.
No, I haven't really watched anything new.
Been, I mean, the fact that we're even watching Avatar is so monumental and historic for us. Because we're continuously watching a new thing, which we
never
did.
Me and Donnie have been watching. So we watched all of season one of Avatar The Last Airbender, the cartoon. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, let's watch the live action. You know how much of the live action is stuff from season two, and I'm irritated because there are spoilers in there. There's a lot. Number one. And then two, every episode is an hour, whereas the cartoon is 20 minutes. Mm. My brain can only compute for so long. So we've been watching them one at a time. So we're only three episodes in. I'm all, oh, we're halfway, right? Isn't there six? He goes, no, there's eight.
What? Well, yeah, I'm honestly glad I stopped watching the live action, because I started watching the first episode just to see, after we had already gotten like halfway through the cartoon.
Yeah.
And now I'm glad I stopped. But I love that show. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah. I'm excited to finish it and then get on to Legend of Korra, my favorite lesbian avatar. So that's what I'm excited about.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm at the part, we're ending book one.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we're ending book one. The show came out in 2007. I don't want to hear it. So we're ending book one, and they're like at the Northern Water Tribe or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And you know how like the little princess with the white hair, she's like, her and Sokka are doing this will they won't they kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And when I was watching it, I was like, this bitch is weird. Like, she was like, meet me on the bridge, and then like she goes, he meets her on the bridge, and then she goes, I can't do this, and then she runs away.
Oh, you guys are already done with season one?
We're about to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's Yue, right?
Yeah, Princess Yue.
Yeah.
And then she comes back and she's like, I really like you, and he's like, I like you too, and she goes, I'm engaged. And then Billy goes, what is going on with this girl? I was like, I don't remember it being that erratic. Like, I remember these episodes so severely. I just don't remember that part. And also, like, Katara's, like, doing her big one, protecting Aang. I remember that one. Mm-hmm. When she's, like, fighting Zuko.
Period.
Yeah. Period. I forgot about him kidnapping Aang. Like, when he, like, saves him.
As the blue spirit.
Yeah, he saves him so he can be the one to catch him. That is a next level. That's like next level petty. It's like, no, no. Like, my dad needs to know I brought him here. And you like go in, sabotage your own people, release him to the wild, catch him again.
He has to.
I know, but it's just, that's a next level committing.
I also like don't know why. Like, I get why the dad's mad at him, like kind of. But like, why is everyone else so mean to him?
Because he's an asshole. And he's an asshole because he got his ass whooped by his dad.
They're just being so mean to him.
Leave he got him his alone. Ass whooped by his dad. I did have a question though.
Okay.
So you know like when they show his backstory and then they're like, oh, like he just gets fucking bodied by his own dad.
Yeah.
And he's like 14. So like he had a full head of hair and a pony.
Yeah.
What is the correlation between the scar and shaving your head bald and having one little
That's
pony?
Why when Caleb said, have you ever had something so traumatic happen in your life that it changes the trajectory of what you look at? That was his journey, was to just get the one pony.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm just curious, like the journey to that artistic choice of like, okay, well, clearly my dad gave me a marking. Now everybody will know who I am. I have to shave my head bald, but keep this pony.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just curious what the jump is. Like, what's the bridge? Nervous breakdown, yeah. I get, but I mean, like, why keep the pony?
And then in the live action, I'm pretty sure the kid who played Zuko, I think he shaved his head to just have like a little bit of hair, but and then it had to be long enough for them to be able to wrap around like what, like two bundles around his pony.
Yeah, like he's serving Ari, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like Ari 2014. Like,
It's giving yours truly.
She's like, gee, thanks. Just bought it. It's like the Seven Rings music video.
It's just the pony.
It's that scene of her on the, when she's like
on the counter.
The, yeah. When she has the big fur and she has that fucking 72-inch ponytail.
Yeah. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
It's so funny because she is so small. And like the thought of her having a pony that goes so high up and to the back of her knees.
It's
she
crazy.
Would probably looked 3'2", huh? She probably looked so micro.
Oh, with the long pony on, yeah.
Like just like, oh my goodness gracious, I've never seen a smaller human. Speaking of her,
we're obsessed with her new album. I don't remember if we talked about it last.
Oh yeah, I fuck heavy with Eternal Sunshine, heavy, so good, love her down.
And then I just started listening to Kacey Musgraves' new album. It's pretty good too.
Oh, I haven't listened to that yet. I like Cardi B's new drops that she's putting out.
Really good. All her songs are fun. Like I don't think
I know she's going back to her like old school, like her original Cardi like rap, which is really fucking cool. So like I like her new stuff.
Oh my gosh. Okay, last night I got to go to the Two Hot Takes live show in LA. Woo-hoo! And it was really fun. I got to meet a bunch of little sick little freaks out in the wild, and they were all asking about tour.
And it's coming.
Don't worry. You'll hear about it soon. Trust me. But if you're on the Patreon, you'll hear about it even sooner.
Oh, yeah. That's a little Easter egg for all of y'all. If you are part of the Patreon, you may have access to tour before everyone else does.
Hint, hint, hint. But the show is so cute. Morgan and Justin, all of Two Hot Takes, Jerry, Alejandra, and Lauren, everyone is so sweet. And it was so nice getting to see all of them together.
Love.
And they did such a great job. It was such a cute little show. It was really fun.
Period.
And, of course, there was so much drama at that show. People were sharing crazy mother-in-law stories. It was crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
You missed out. But, and they had like little specialty drinks. It was so cute, like based off like popular stories they have.
Oh, that's cute.
I was like, what? So one was like on the coconut story. You know the coconut story?
I think so, yeah.
About the guy with the coconut?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. They had one like that and I tried it and it was really, it had a lot of lemon juice, the one that I got. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Got to see my bestie Carrie.
Nice.
10 Love. Out of 10 experience.
Period.
Okay, we're going to get into this week's episode topic. So obviously we told you that we've did a little bit of the devil's lettuce before we started. And now we asked you guys to send in questions to ask us while we're under the influence. Okay, so we're going to get started. This first one's from Liana. She said, what are your guys' death row meals?
Death row? I mean, depends.
On what?
On my mood. But like, I will.
You're about
say,
to die. That's your mood. Or you?
That's
what
I'm
you
saying.
For?
Like, what if I want some light?
I would pick like potato wedges from like Albertsons. I don't know why those are the best ones. And that's right now. That sounds really good. I'd love to eat some of those right now.
Am I allowed to pull from other like multiple restaurants?
I think you could do three. Ooh, you know what sounds good? Wendy's. I think you could do three.
Okay. So then I'm having the salad with Caesar dressing from Ricardo's, the restaurant, also known as Rodrigo's.
Wait, the Caesar one or the... No, you get the Italian dressing. Sorry. I get the ranch one. I'm going to do the same salad.
Salad?
That's the appetite. That's the appy. Okay. Yeah. What's the main entree?
Italian dressing. I'm going to go with a rigatoni pasta.
I know.
The one from...
Quality Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that I get every time.
Is it like a penne vodka sauce?
No.
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 That'll give you diarrhea?
It's like a spicy marinara.
Okay.
Rigatoni type deal.
Okay.
I forget because I changed one thing to one menu and I was like, this is the greatest spaghetti I've ever had in my life. And I know it's not spaghetti technically, but I don't give a fuck.
Is it like with an arrabbiata like type sauce?
Yeah. But it's like spicy and there's
a little bit of its spice. Okay.
There's just it's hard to articulate how delicious that meal is. And then for dessert, gosh, I don't know. You know what? Maybe I'm gonna go with the butter cake from Maggiano's.
Yeah, dude. That's a good one.
And that's a death row meal.
Yeah.
That's a meal for a cake.
All right, friends, we're going to take one more quick little break. And this was with our friend at MeUndies. Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands and 5 different fits. Or if you're like me, you have brands from when you were in middle school. But when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now that I've felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, I know that's right. My other pairs have got to go because MeUndies is all I reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. Okay, so I've gotten a regular black pair. I think they're called briefs, the little chonies ones, the casones ones. And I also got some with little baby Grogu's on them. Nothing makes me feel cuter than when I have cozy, soft, comfortable, buttery underwear on. I know that's right. So they have style for everyone, from all black classics to fun expressive prints. MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small, me, to 4X, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everyone. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. So get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/2idiotgirls. That's MeUndies. MeUndies.com/2idiotgirls for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Now back to the episode. Sorry. Okay, my death row meal, I'm doing the same salad, but I'm getting ranch as the dressing.
Yep.
From Ricardo's. For my entree, who's to say really? Maybe I'd get Klux from Red Robin.
You're crazy.
Not the fries.
You want Red Robin?
Just the Klux. You're
crazy.
No fries. And then I'd get potato wedges from Albertsons because that sounds really good. And then for dessert, I don't really like fuck with dessert. I'm not really a dessert girl.
Wait, well, you picked and then throw 2 entrees, so one of those is dessert.
Wait, no, I only said 1 entree.
You said the potato wedges too.
Yeah, that's the side.
Oh, sorry, didn't know we had room for sides.
And then my dessert will be a bucket of movie theater popcorn.
That's crazy.
With that, like, the tiniest bit of butter.
And you know, you can like DoorDash and Uber Eats movie theater popcorn to your house. Did you guys know that? That's crazy.
Thinking about it and dreaming about it. That would be my death row meal. Next. Okay, this next one's from Maya. She said, what's your favorite song or album to listen to when you've gardened?
Song or album to listen to? Well, again,
I like to listen
again,
to this. Oh, go ahead.
Depends on my mood.
Okay.
Because sometimes, like one time, I listened to the Hamilton soundtrack and I was showering. Bro, that was crazy. I was going absolutely Lin-Manuel Miranda nuts in that shower. Like, I was singing the whole thing all the way through.
That's too much.
Or you could listen to something like so fucking sad, like the Work song by Hozier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could like feel all the emotions in the song. Or you could listen to something like Eternal Sunshine.
Mm.
And then just like think you're like the next best vocalist right next to Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like to listen to my inner thoughts.
Really?
I don't listen to music after, because I only smoke before I go to bed. Mm. So it's just me listening to my anxieties all night. And then I eventually fall asleep.
That sounds counterproductive to the point of gardening.
Sometimes if I garden too much, then my body feels like it's made out of like Play-Doh and I hate it.
Okay.
And then I start to get scared. That's okay. What happened. So there's no real in between, if I'm being honest.
Nice.
Okay, this next one's from Lauren. She said, what is the dream blunt rotation, fictional characters and historical figures only? And what? Tell me what? Where you would want it at. It can't be at home. Then I wouldn't go.
I have an answer.
Okay.
I'm picking my dream blunt rotation.
These are fictional characters.
Yeah, or historical ones.
So is Alexander Hamilton in there?
No. Absolutely fucking not. I'm not inviting a racist to the smoke sesh. Like, what the fuck? I'm not inviting a bigot to my fucking me time.
Okay.
I'm picking Conrad, Jeremiah, and Belly. Yeah, and I'm shaking shit up, bitch. And you know where we're at? Cousins, North Carolina, the beach, whatever the fuck, wherever the fuck they live. The yeehaw fucking beach that they live at. That's I'm getting to the bottom of this. I'm altering the trajectory of history. I'm literally changing all of our lives for the better in the end. I'm inviting all three of those bitches, and we're really gonna get to the bottom of this shit.
Mine would be the two girls from Love Lies Bleeding. We're just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
We're just hanging out as gay girls do. Just hanging out and being gay. Okay, this next one's from Lemon. They said, how many toddlers do you think you could take on in a fight?
Toddlers? Okay, if we're talking toddlers, we're
how old's a toddler?
Like 2 to 3.
Okay.
I'm saying like 2 to 3.
Okay.
If we're talking 2 to 3, like at least 20.
Yeah, I think I could take on between 20 to 30 toddlers.
Yeah, I could probably do more than 20. I'm the low end. I'm thinking 20, because like they're literally small and I'm huge.
Yeah.
First of all. Second of all, their motor skills are barely developed, right? At that point, barely. They can barely walk and shit like that. Like,
yes.
You're just, you're kicking.
I'm picking up other ones and hitting them with the, like.
Grabbing one, swinging it around.
Yeah.
Like a, that little thing they do in track. What's the
hammer?
The hammer throw. I'm hammer throwing them,
yeah,
for fun.
Wait, and then their other question is, how many seagulls would you need to find in your house before you become convinced that someone's putting them there? One.
Literally one. And guess what? I'm burning the house down. Because fuck a seagull,
yeah,
and fuck birds. Like, I don't give a shit what you say. I am a bird hater till I die. Like, sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry to say.
Sorry to say. Sorry I kill one with a gun.
I think, yeah. Sorry to say, I'm choking that bitch out immediately. Like, I'm defending me and mines from the seagull that just randomly appears in my fucking house.
Okay, so this was from Mariana. She said, would you rather know how you die or when you die? When?
Never. I just don't want to know either. If when? You... It's funny because, like, if that were told to me, like, I would literally not be able to make it to that. Does that make sense? Like, it's like...
Not me. I'd stop being so embarrassed all the time.
Not me.
Get my shit together.
I have the complete opposite reaction. Like, you're actually wrong because I'm getting there a lot sooner than you'd think. Because I just can't live with that information.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, neither.
None. Okay, this next one's from Marlene. She said, what is something about yourselves that you wish people would appreciate more?
Damn.
Probably my my big juicy ass.
I knew you were gonna say that. You're fucking stupid.
I think sometimes people, because I'm a Cancer rising, I feel like people are always like, oh, she's so sweet. I think I wish people would take me more seriously. And not just think I'm this big pushover. Like, I'm kind of tired of that. That's probably the biggest one.
I'm kind of tired of that.
That's the biggest one for me. I wish people would take me more seriously. That's it.
I wish people didn't think I was such this big push. I just like, it's so funny for so many reasons, but like, one of them being like, imagine, like, I just cannot imagine actively thinking like, she's gonna do it.
Well, I'll spread the news. Cause that's why, but that's everyone why toots me.
But that's why it makes me laugh so
everyone
hard.
Faffs me about and it pisses me off and I'm
it
over
literally
it.
Makes me laugh so hard because I that's why it's so funny to me, because it is so out of the realm of like something I could even imagine to conceptualize, like looking at someone and be like, they'll do what I
literally
ask.
Anyone, yeah.
I just can't imagine.
I just wish that
looking at someone and being like, they look pretty amenable.
No, I can act like that. She won't care.
They look like they have no pride and they would never stand up for themselves.
Yeah, that's fine if I do that to them. They won't care. No, literally, she's not gonna care. Look at her.
Yeah, it's like, no, you can do it in front of
I've
her.
I've told you before, Mom, no one in this family takes me seriously. Everyone thinks I'm a big joke. That's something I wish, is that people would take me more seriously.
Mine's kind of the inverse, in the sense that I wish people didn't mistake my like confidence and everything for like being a fucking horrible person.
Yeah, I wish people didn't, like, not that it's a character, but like the way you act online in your videos is not even a fraction of who you are as a person. Yeah. It's just a part of it, right?
Yeah.
So I wish people knew. I wish people knew about your big heart.
Shut up. I wish people like gave me more credit in that sense, being like a patient, empathetic, like nice person or kind person.
Mm-hmm.
I wish people like assumed that those things could coexist.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause sometimes when people meet me in real life, they're like, you're like so much nicer than I thought you were going to be, yeah. Which I think they don't think is rude, but it is. 'Cause you're like, I assumed you were going to be why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and the only people they've ever seen me be mean to are men. So as long as you're not like being an awful man, like even at this very base level, you could assume you're not on that list.
Yeah.
And even then to that same caveat, I wish more people didn't think that I was going to be like, I was going to freak the fuck out at literally everything always.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, I've gotten this my whole life when they're like, well, don't freak out. Like, don't go yell at them. Don't go scream. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys have heard me talk shit and talk shit confidently. And then you just assume I'm going to swing on any person that wrongs me in any way. I'm a lot smarter than that. And that was going to be my other one.
Yeah.
Was I wish people
would like, I ask you about your AP test scores?
Billy said that was one of the most annoying things I've ever said.
What's something you wish people ask you about? My AP test scores?
That shit is hard, and I'm fucking proud. I did that shit when I was 15.
You should put that in your bio. Your AP test scores, that'd be so funny.
I got a fucking 5, bitch. Eat it.
I got a 2 on like all of the ones
I got a 2 on one of them, like A push, which like fuck U.S. history, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not even remotely accurate or nearly as accurate as it should be. So fuck that one. But like I got a 5 on AP comp. I got a 4 on AP lit. And then I got a 4 on AP gov, which I was shocked about. What the fuck?
I didn't even try to take that one. Said, oh, save your money, mom. Don't use it on that.
I genuinely have no idea how the fuck that happened. I have no clue.
Okay, this next one's from Diana. She asked, if you had the chance to go to space for a few hours, would you?
Absolutely fucking not.
No. It's the same with, like, I see the same thing, or think the same thing about the ocean. No, thanks.
No, I don't need to.
What goes on over there is none of my beeswax.
Whatever's up there, I bet I could Google a picture of, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, the gift of the internet is that, like, I don't have to do things.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I don't have to go anywhere, to be honest. I could just see it. So, there you go.
This next one is from Amy, and she asks, is a hot dog a sandwich? And she put, I don't think so.
I mean,
I don't think it is.
I think the only reason it wouldn't be would be based off the way you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ate a hot dog on its side, it's a sandwich to me.
But then couldn't you say a taco's a sandwich because it's technically bread with meat in it?
Yeah, if you ate it on its side.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Which I see.
You don't.
Yeah.
So, but then by that measure, a quesadilla is a sandwich.
A burrito's a sandwich.
Potato, tomato.
Write that down.
Potato, tomato. Who gives a fuck?
That's how I feel, mom. I don't know, and I don't care.
I do love a good hot dog, though.
Dude.
Hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
Hot dogs, they just, like, every time you want a hot dog,
it always hits.
That's the hot dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like you like get amnesia and you forget
what a hot dog tastes like. Yeah.
And then when you're in the mood for a hot dog and you have one,
it's the best.
It's the best hot dog you've ever had. Like, hot dogs have nothing but dubs on the board.
I feel that.
They're so real for that.
Do you and like hot dogs, like, or hamburgers more? We're at a BBQ.
They're real apples and oranges to me.
I know, but which one are you getting? Both? One of each?
Yeah, I get one of each.
Okay. I get strictly dogs.
I know that about you.
Oh.
She's loved hot dogs for literally ever. Like, that's been like her thing forever.
One time we were in Hawaii for Drew's graduation, mm-hmm. and we were barbecuing every day, and I was in the pool, and he told Donovan, 4 dogs, no buns.
Yeah, dude
I love a fucking hot dog. Did you eat 4 hot dogs? You don't need to eat the rest of the day. girl math. Girl dinner, girl math.
Dude.
Done.
A hot dog with all the fixins.
Do you like relish? Relish pisses me off.
I don't.
Because it's sweet. Who the fuck wants to eat that? Yeah, don't ever do that to pickles again or I'll kill you.
I don't care for relish, but like on a dog with all the other shit, it's not terrible. It's not my preference.
Onions. I'm putting onions, mustard,
and ketchup.
And ketchup.
Period.
Mustard or ketchup. Mustard or ketchup. Yeah. Okay. This next one is from, dude, some of you are like, Jason, were you looking for a romantic partner? Don't goad me like that. I'm not doing that while I'm high. Okay, this next one's from Haley. This one's kind of serious. She said, do you guys ever get jealous of each other? Or did y'all used to get jealous of each other at any point in time? If so, how have you gone past it? I don't know that I've ever been jealous of you, but I would be like envious, like, oh man, I wish I could do that. Like, in the sense of not like write a book, but like not be embarrassed to do certain things because I get, you know, like.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
But I've been envious of that, but I've never been like jealous.
Yeah, I've never been jealous either. Yeah, envious. I mean, I felt that way about you growing up a lot because I thought the things you liked were cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially when I went through my copycat phase.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just thought you were the coolest. Like, your interests were the coolest. That's why it never made sense to me why you were so afraid, like, to be who you were and stuff. Because I was like, you're the coolest bitch alive. What are you talking about, bro?
What like, the heck?
Like, whenever you were so nervous about things like that, I was like, I don't understand.
Because you're not nervous about anything.
Well, that's my point. I'm saying, like, I just thought you were the coolest bitch alive. And I was like, I'll never understand you feeling like you're not good enough. Like, that just never registered to me when I was a kid, especially.
Cause I
was
oh,
like,
I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah. When you were feeling insecure. I'm yeah. Like, about what? You're the coolest person I've ever known. What the fuck? Like, it used to annoy me.
What?
Yeah, because I just thought you were the coolest. And that's why it never made sense to me. And I still feel that way about you. So I'm like, knock it off. Like, whatever you're feeling about yourself, you're wrong. What the fuck?
But now you're like, no, that makes sense. You should feel like that.
No, I just said even now. I said even now I still feel that way about you. Like, you ever feeling bad about yourself or feeling unsure of yourself never makes sense to me. Because you've always been the coolest.
Thanks.
So I've been envious of that stuff because I was like, I thought that was fucking awesome. Still do. That made Jason uncomfortable because it was real.
My response center got turned off.
I'm being real silly. And then when I get serious, all of a sudden, it's too much.
All of a sudden, no one wants to play anymore. I think this is Augie. They asked, what are your thoughts on Boy Genius?
Love.
Yeah, obsessed.
Love. Obsessed. We were talking about lyrics the other day, remember?
Yeah.
We were talking about, like, the best lyrics ever written in songs, and you were telling me about the one from Boy Genius song.
Yeah, from Souvenir. It's like, when you cut open my head, do you hate what you see like I do? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Literally, Night Shift by Lucy Dacus, one of the best songs ever written. There's a lot of good ones in there, guys.
Hell yeah. What are you talking about? We also watched them at Coachella last year.
Woo!
And they were amazing.
And no one was over in the area we were in. It was so nice. So we could sit down and watch them.
Yeah, we were... because we were artists, we got to sit in a certain section, and it was so nice because we got to sit and had a really good view of them, and it was fucking awesome.
This next one's from Eileen. She said, if you could be a soup, what soup would you be?
I'm choosing, like, a spicy tortilla.
Like a chicken? Is there chicken in there?
Yeah. Like, that shit is so good. That's, like, my kind of soup.
I would say my favorite soup in the entire world is lentil, like, vegetable soup.
Or is it clam chowder?
I think about her every day. Or is it broccoli cheddar soup? Or is it loaded baked potato
soup? I knew you were going to say baked potato soup.
It's that one. It's the loaded baked potato soup. That's the one I would pick.
That one is fire.
If specifically Donovan, if
from
Donnie,
Soup Plantation.
The clam chowder at Soup Plantation, bring her back. The way they're like, oh, they made like a knockoff Soup Plantation, and I'm not going, and I'm not watching this video.
No.
Open the Ooh. Old locations. Specifically, bring back the one on Euclid in Santa Ana. I missed that one.
Oh, man, that place is so good.
It's in the same parking lot as the Costco, next to the 5 for 10. Bring her back. Bring her back. Okay. Okay, this one's from Andrea, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. She asked, tell us about the first time each of you smoked weed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first time I ever smoked weed was when I was in college, and it was off a dab, which I'm sure for those of you that have partooken, you're like, that's a suicide mission, bitch. Like, just the absolute most intense and horrible form of it. Off a dab, literally blowtorch, the little bong, like, fucking insane. And I had drank absinthe for the first time that night. Uh-oh.
What a crazy combination.
So that was a horrible, what felt like 72 hours, but it was, I only slept for, I think, like 2 hours. And it felt like I was gone for a million. So, yeah, that was the first time I ever smoked, and it was awful. It was horrible.
I think the first time I seriously smoked, like actually smoked weed, was with my friend, one of my best friends from college, and I went to go watch her play at a rugby game in San Diego, and we smoked before we went in a bar, and I was like, I don't even think it worked, and then the person I was with at the time told me, because we were together for a really long time at that point, she said, I don't think I've ever been in public with you and you weren't complaining, so yeah, it did work.
I was the DD that night.
Yeah, and I was just quiet and just sitting there.
Yep.
Just turned off my brain. That's the first time I smoked. But the first time I ever, is that what greening out is, where you freak out?
Not necessarily.
Not freak out, but you have a bad high?
Yeah, like it's not always, because greens are the first hit. So like the first hit's the worst hit a lot of times.
I see.
So like, I mean, don't come for me if it means something else for you. I'm a million years old, so ignore me if that's not your definition. But yeah, it just depends.
But the last
first bad experience.
The first bad one.
I was also there.
Yeah. We smoked and we were watching YouTube videos. And I'll never forget, we were watching Sarah Baska did a cover with her friend Ashlyn of It's Everyday, Bro. Yeah. But it was like a folk one. And it was really funny. We were watching it. And I smoked way too much too fast. And it felt like parts of my body were extending and like they'd flip and turn into something else. It was really scary, and then I had to go lay down.
But... Well, she got the spins, too. Yeah. And then, I got the spins the night I did the dab,
and too. You guys know when I feel like I have to throw up, which is pretty much all the time, I have to go lay down and be alone for at least an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucked, too.
But Drew said I stood up really fast. We've told stories on here of how annoying I am.
She was like, I'm leaving. And I was like, why? Just have to. And I was like, okay.
It's not good.
Yeah, mine was like very similar. I did that, and then I had the spin so bad I like had to go lay down, and I was like crying because I thought I was never gonna stop spinning.
Yeah, that's also why I don't eat gardening things, because that makes me feel like I'm gonna feel like that for the rest of my life, and I hate that.
Yeah, that's happened to me several times, but that hasn't stopped me yet. Maybe it should.
This is actually that's an
not
intervention.
True.
Yeah.
That's actually not true. The few times it has fucked me up like really badly, I've had to like take a long break before I try it again because it was just too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, I saw Mosquito Dorito make a TikTok about it once, and he was like, there's a number, once you find your magic number, it's the best feeling in the world. And he was like, anything over that though, horrifying. And that's literally how I feel. Like, it's such a delicate balance, but once you hit it,
shut up. Okay, we're gonna end on this one. This one's from Laura. Oh, this might be the same person. This is funny. She said, what would be your unhinged weapon of choice in the Hunger Games? I know this is kind of a dark question, but I just finished watching the series with my boyfriend the other night, and he said that he would choose poisonous blow darts.
Yeah, but see, you only got like five and then you're out. And what if you miss? They're unusable. You're gonna suck it back in. And then you swallow it and you die.
Dude, one of the funniest SNL skits we used to talk about was when they had Jeremy Renner on as a host. And they did a Hawkeye one, and he was saying, I ran out of arrows,
He's
guys.
He's like, well, I'm out. And they're like, already? And the fight just started. He goes, well, I only had the five. You told me to do six, but then they're all crammed in there. And then, like, it's so funny.
But anyways, that's how I feel about things like darts and things. And then I feel like with blow darts, I'd suck it in and accidentally kill myself.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I was thinking about archery because I actually am not like when I did do archery that one, those few years in middle school, I wasn't too bad at it.
With like actual arrows, you guys, like why were they letting us use that?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on there?
Giving a 12-year-old a full size bow and arrow with like 10 arrows, maybe not the best idea.
No.
Anyways, I was gonna say that, but then I think like, but then you can go and retrieve them and like, but what if you miss?
Yeah.
And you run out.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't, if I were you, I wouldn't pick something like that because you have really bad eyesight.
That is very real. So
even if you did lose them, like if I lost them, I could remember where they were and see them, but you couldn't.
Especially not at night. Oh man, I am easy pickings at night. I'm working with.
I'm dying at night. First, you're like, if I don't win by the end of the first night, if I'm not winning.
Let me tell you, if I'm not up in a tree by twilight, I'm dead easily.
You don't have very good hearing either.
My hearing's real mediocre. Yeah. Like, it's not awesome either. Like, okay. Honestly, if I'm being honest, and we're not doing guns for obvious reasons, I'm picking a good old-fashioned knife.
I was going to say a knife or, like, a little mini axe. Like, like a hatchet. I can hold it.
I'm picking a knife because I feel like one of those ones that's, like, it's longer than a Swiss Army knife, but it's not like a sword.
Or a machete.
Like a dagger.
Yeah. You know okay.
what I mean? And then it's real mobile. You know what I mean? I can tuck it in a boot. And then if anyone gets close to me, stab dead. Right? Like, and I'm sleeping with it in my hand. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think of a knife. And you can use it to, like, climb shit. Like, if I'm climbing a tree.
Okay.
Or, like, cutting food. Versatile.
Yeah.
And then I'm like.
You're killing people and cutting your food with the same knife?
We're in the Hunger Games. I don't have much choice. I don't have many options.
Okay.
I'll just like get some fuck ass leaves and just like, you know what I mean? If I could have two knives, then one could be human knife, one could be food. Eating knife.
That's what I would do.
But they said one weapon of choice.
Yeah. You could get a pair of daggers. I think that counts.
With a sheath.
Okay, sorry. This is the actual last one we're doing. This one's from Lenny. She asked, if you had to fight an army of 1,000 cockroaches and you can only use one weapon, but it can't be bug spray, would it be? No matter what it is, I'm using it to kill myself.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting bugs.
I'm getting the hell out of wherever the hell I'm at.
You can't stomp on a roach.
They're just too fast. If you have 1,000 of them, you can get a couple of them, but a lot of them are not. I'm
putting extra shoes in my hand so I can use that. And I have shoes on my feet.
I tell you what I'm doing. Okay. 2 squirt guns. And I'm just...
Because they don't like water?
Yeah, they don't like water. They'll drown.
What if it's one of the water ones?
Well, that's not the roach we're talking about. This is for all roaches. Like, the one I'm thinking of is the big water roach. It's not the food one. Oh,
the little one. Yeah. Okay, no, the big
one. The big one. Okay. Yeah, you just... Bug spray pisses them off, to be honest. I know. You need water.
Dude, one time we were in Hawaii and I was sleeping on a daybed, like, in the Airbnb we were in. Mm-hmm. And I stood up and got off the couch. And, like, as I was about to put my foot off the side of the daybed, a roach ran out from under the bed. It was, like, one of the big water ones. And I was like, and then I was like, oh, my God. But I had just stood up and was looking at it. And it literally stopped, turned around, looked at me, and then charged me.
Yeah, they hate confrontation in Hawaii. So,
they speak English out there, too, guys. That's
happened to me many times with a roach in Hawaii. Like, I'm like, hey, no worries, actually. Just let me know whenever you're done.
All worries, please. I'll worry over here. I don't want any issues.
I don't
want
to bother you, so you just go ahead. You have my number. Just go ahead and call me whenever you're done, and I'll come back. Like, you can have whatever it is you want. I don't give a fuck. Please,
just take it.
You don't have to threaten me, bro. It's real. I'm a real easy person.
I agree. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. We'll probably do a part 2 next week. But if you enjoyed this episode, you can listen to other episodes ever. You can listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel. And also join our Patreon. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.